I'm actually going to get Mike to come up because he's going to do the reading for us, and then I'm going to try and talk about the reading. We'll see what happens.
The reading is from John's Gospel. I have to keep remembering which way around it is. Chapter 6, verse 51. Hopefully it should appear up there behind me. Right. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Ah, that makes absolutely no sense. I love it. Let's eat Jesus. Don't you just love the Bible? Absolutely love it. So, I'm going to need some help. I've got a bowl of things here. I'm going to have a little game. Okay? Would anyone like to come and help me in my game? Come on then, Daisy, let me come. Everyone's going to be involved. We're going to have a little game of charades. Okay? Do we know how to play charades? So, Daisy, you're going to act something. Everyone has to guess what that is. So, hang on, let me find the first one. Okay, now. Can you see what that says? Yeah. Okay, are we all watching Daisy? Go for it, Daisy. Yes! Anya, right. Oh, I told you. Right, Daisy, thank you, Daisy. You can sit down, sweet. With a round of applause for Daisy. Anya, stand up. Make sure everyone can see. Shower! Who shout shower first? I'm going to say Reuben. Running. Exercise, yes! Oh, shouldn't be running without my shoes on. Nobody look. Oh, nice wellies. Yes, getting dressed. Eating. Who said eating first? Dave. Sleeping. That was definitely you, madam. Drinking, yes, Margaret. This is the last one. Brushing your teeth. Round of applause for all my excellent assistants there. So, all of those things, anyone know what they had in common? Things you do in the morning, yes. That you do every day. Top marks, Dave. Things you do every day. So, this Bible verse, things we do every day. Eating Jesus. Who eats Jesus every day? I mean, there's no hands, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not. So, today's scripture, we heard Jesus telling the people, you really need to eat this living bread, which is me. Now, the people are a little bit confused. They ask each other, did Jesus just say he was bread? It's a bit weird. And it is a bit weird, let's be honest. But it's not actually about Jesus saying you need to chew on me like I'm a piece of really good bread. Instead, he was telling the people, these are the things he taught them about. God, this microphone, I'm really sorry, hang on. Is it being like really, is that a bit better? I feel like I'm making lots of noise. Is that better? Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that. It's basically saying, just like we have to do all these things every day, we need to spend time with God every day. How do we feel if we've not had breakfast? Hangry. How do we feel if we've not had lunch? How do we feel if we've not had dinner? How do we feel if, like the hobbits that I live with, have two breakfasts, and then a snack, and then lunch, and then another snack, and then dinner, and then they're still hungry, and then they need supper? I don't think I've ever fed people so many times in my life than over the summer holidays. It's ridiculous. But they need to eat, which is exactly what God is saying. He's saying we need to eat Jesus. Matilda's giving me a really good look there. She's like, what are you talking about, Nikki? We need to spend time with Jesus. We need to be praying for the people that are around us. We need to be spending time with others, telling them about who Jesus is. These are all the things that Jesus taught his disciples. Do you remember? Anyone remember? What kind of things did his disciples do with Jesus? Hang out? Pardon? Eat with them? Listen to him. Excellent. When Jesus was out and about and he saw people in need, what did he do? He helped them. He healed people. And if we spend time with God every day, he's going to teach us things. He's going to show us incredible miracles. He's going to see people healed. We're going to see these incredible things that God's going to do because we're spending time with him. And every single day, we have our breakfast, don't we? And when we're having our breakfast, this is your challenge. To have breakfast with Jesus. Who has breakfast with Jesus now? Margaret has breakfast with Jesus. Love that. Matt has breakfast with Jesus. Anyone have lunch with Jesus? Sometimes. Anyone have dinner with Jesus? Daisy, yes, we have dinner with Jesus in our house. Daisy, how do you have dinner? When you have your dinner, what do you do before you have your dinner? We say prayers, don't we? In their house, and we thank God for the amazing things he's done for us. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to eat Jesus together. Now, I'm not a vicar, so I'm not allowed to do communion. However, I am allowed to offer you to come and take some bread. Okay? And I want you to come up and I want you to thank Jesus for the amazing things he's done. But I also want you to think, you know what? Today is the day I'm going to start having breakfast with Jesus. Today is the day I'm going to remember to have lunch with Jesus. Today is the day I'm going to have dinner, just like Daisy does with Jesus. So feel free to come up. There's some hand sanitizer. If you are gluten-free, there is some bread in here on this side in a packet. Don't touch it unless you're gluten-free, please. This one is a pumpkin-y, seedy one. It's really yummy, okay? It might have nuts in. This one's got egg in. Health and safety covered. So, if anybody would like to come up and eat Jesus and commit yourselves to having lunch and breakfast and dinner with him and spending every day with him, you are more than welcome. Come on up. wave at me if you've not been able to come and get some bread, and I can bring it to you. Does anybody need me to bring you any? Alice. Hang on. Oh, yeah, have a good dollop. It is horrible. It's like really, it's a really sticky one. There we go. I'll make sure I get you a good bit, Alice. Has anybody else not had any that would like to join in? Brilliant. I'm going to hand over to Margaret to pray. Is that all right, Margaret?
I was just thinking, as I was eating that bread, it took me, I only had a little piece, but it took me ages to eat it because it was full of good stuff, you know, the nuts and the cranberries, and it took me ages to eat this tiny piece. And I was thinking, oh, when I spend time with God, if I take my time, not rush, you know, it would just be getting all that good stuff in. So that was delicious, thank you. So let's pray. Oh, Father, just thank you that you are the bread of life, and that each day we can come to you and we can fill ourselves up with you, that we'll never be hungry if we come each day and throughout the day. And I love it at night when I just listen to you before I go to sleep. So all through the day, just listening and waiting on you. I'm so full up some days. Other days I'm quite empty because I haven't spent that time. So Father, just help us to each day as we eat our meal, we remember you, that you are the bread of life. You are the one that we can put our faith in, our hope in. Because you are the light of the world. You are love. Everything about you is love. And you tell us in the word, the faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these is love. And Father, you have love in spades. You are always with us. And I just thank you of that picture of you chasing after me sometimes, Lord. You chase after all of us. Because sometimes we'll need a little prod in the back and think, oh, Jesus, you're there. And so, Father, just thank you for this word this morning. Thank you, Nikki, for sharing so well and so making the passage very understandable. She always seems to get the hard passages, I've noticed. But thank you, Nikki, for that word. And we just offer ourselves afresh to you, Jesus. And say, come and have your way in each one of us, that we may grow closer and closer to you, Jesus, as we eat the bread of life. Amen. And I was saying to Nikki,